Good morning, Kansas City. There are numerous inspirational tales of cancer survivors, their journeys to remission, replenishment, the fight won. But very little is said about what happens after the survival part, the part where the survival simply begins to live. This is Central Standard. I'm Jabalani LaFall. It's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and our guests are Barbara Unell and Judith Fertig, authors of The Back in the Swing Cookbook, Recipes for Eating and Living Well Every Day After Breast Cancer. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Oh, thank you.
Now, tell us why you decided to write a cookbook, of all things. I'll go with Barbara first.
All right. Thank you. Actually, we were approached by Andrews McMeel Publishing here in Kansas City to say, have you told this story of how one question, now what, led to a whole grassroots national nonprofit called Back in the Swing? And not only how it led to the organization, but how we started programs and services now that are the model for the country. And then what about that whole lifestyle thing, as you were talking about? And I said, actually, as an author of parenting books, I had not thought about actually doing a book about Back in the Swing, the national nonprofit. Well, one thing led to another. Is that the nice way to say it? And I was introduced to the Andrews McMeel head of publishing, and she introduced me to Judith. And the book, the cookbook, is this really a lifestyle book, which is the exact replica of how people live and how they should be thinking about their health, as you mentioned in the lead. So it's a cookbook. It's with a fabulous cookbook lifestyle writer, Judith Fertig, as well as what I like to call a life book, talking about facts and interesting, I hope, information about how we can have joyful, healthy living after breast cancer. So it's a long answer to a short question, but we were approached and we're thrilled. Any nonprofit would give their eye teeth for such a thing, and we're really grateful.
Yes, because you're 14 years in remission from breast cancer, and what happens in the ensuing 14 years? Judith,
exactly.
Do you find it to be true that we hear a lot about survival, but very little about the aftermath?
That was one of the things that was so shocking to me. You know, because I was just like everybody else. You think somebody has cancer, they're diagnosed, they go through treatment, and then they're in remission and they go on with the rest of their lives. But, you know, in getting to know Barb and talking to other breast cancer survivors, that's kind of not the way it is. It's something that you live with every day. And so if you're going to live with this every day, you might as well have it be joyful and healthy and inspirational and fun and loving and all of those good things that you want in life.
And besides the might as well, it also has been proven clinically for us to have this kind of information and this kind of clinical care that is in the book actually can improve and protect your health. So, you know, you're sitting there and you're realizing that you got this fantastic treatment, but then you're asking the question that I ask, which is, now what? And how do I improve and protect my health afterwards? And before Back in the Swing, literally, you couldn't answer that question except going to get more scans. So the concept is to, again, try to have a joyful, healthy life, but also be smart about it. And that's, I hope, what people will find in the book and in the organization.
And for that reason, it's not your traditional cookbook. Tell us about the efforts to promote the holistic living in the book, such as bioenergy healing, for instance. You have little tidbits and information that are on the side of the recipes that complement
They're sort of like the plate, you know, as in the dinner plate, right? You've got your vegetables, you've got your meat. I'm just kidding. Well, Judith, you want to talk about sort of the complement, if you will, to the meal that we're serving up in this book?
Yeah, if you think of like Thanksgiving dinner, you know, you have like 7 or 8 different things on your plate. you have your turkey, you know.
Like that, don't you?
Yeah, Barbara. Yeah. Yeah. Barb's not
a
big meat eater, but I'm a flexitarian. I'm an equal opportunity eater.
You go both ways.
I go both ways. That's so there's a little bit of this book is from body, mind, and spirit. So it's the foods for your body. It's things to think about in the research, and then it's things to make you feel good. So it fires on all engines.
And one of the things I'll just add to that is that the clinical care that is offered in this city as well across the country has really been improved over the course of really the past quarter century, so that there are almost 4 million breast cancer survivors and 14 million cancer survivors. But this is the newest wave, really, of the care. And by 2014, actually, American College of Surgeons, actually, has determined that in order to be accredited as a accredited cancer center, that cancer center and that hospital has to have survivorship care. That's a revolutionary change. And so we are right there in the thick of it, giving the consumers the information they need to help get their care at the doctors.
And that's what this is all about, survivorship care. For instance, you tackle some of the side effects mm-hmm. that cancer survivors mm-hmm. undergo or have or deal with
right.
after the treatment. For instance, right. you talk about treating the effects of what some have called chemo brain. What is chemo brain?
Right. And you know, we did that headline in there, you know, what is chemo? That's actually the headline in the book. But I have to make a case for the fact that there also is a headline that says, you know, sex, period. You knew we'd get around to it sooner or later. So there's this compendium of things, as you talk about, in terms of the side effects, chemo brain being one of them. And I don't really like that term, but that's the term that is used and bandied about, so we'll go with it right now, right?
Do you have anything in there to heal sex brain?
Yes. Yes, we do. On page, I'm not going to tell you the page.
I think
though.
Reading boring novels, that usually does it.
But, you know, the notion of the effect of the chemotherapy, and I talked about the improved care and the gratitude that I think every cancer survivor has, because there are so many survivors now as opposed to, you know, just 10, 15, 20 years ago. I don't want to forget that. But the issue is that there's still these treatments still are so toxic. And I think that's where the fear comes in as far as cancer survivors are concerned, is those who have either known somebody who have had cancer treatment or who's been related to or have been through it themselves know that these treatments are not without side effects. So the effect of on your brain, for example. But I have to say, this coffee I'm drinking, believe it or not, I'm happy to tell you, the research is in the book about how coffee can help diminish the effect of chemo brain. So, and that's the effect on your cognitive skills of some chemotherapy. Not all chemotherapy, but some.
So it's a double-edged treatment because it limits the effects of chemo brain and also lame brain in the
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, lame brain. Also morning brain.
Morning brain.
Yeah. And also tastes good, right?
It does. Tell us about what you focused on, Judith, recipe-wise in this book, beyond the usual suspects of antioxidant dishes that you think about when you think about cancer treatment, cancer prevention, and post-cancer survivorship.
Well, we consulted with a lot of people about this because when we first started working together, we didn't quite know what direction this, other than helping people, but, you know, what direction this was going to take. So we looked at, for example, the Cooking Light magazine model of 30% fat in recipes or lower. So that was one of the parameters because low fat is important for breast cancer survivors and, you know, for all of us to stay lean and mean as possible. And then the other
mean?
Thing.
Mean? Wait a minute. Well, mean? What?
Yeah,
mean
without, mean. Without the enough coffee, I yeah, guess, you know, mean is the word. But the other thing we looked at, anti-angiogenesis research, which is basically starving cancer cells so they don't get together and have a party. And so there are some foods that promote that. So foods like roasted tomatoes and garlic, olive oil, pomegranate, blueberries, all that good stuff. And then, of course, you need whole grains because that moves everything through your system and it helps your metabolism. So we approach this from a variety of ways. And then how to put these together in a really interesting yet easy way, because if breast cancer is on your plate, you don't want to be thinking, well, I have to spin sugar now for 3 hours to make this recipe. You know, you want it to be good. You want it to work for you, but you also want it to be easy.
And you looked at recipes that were food specific to cancer survivors and the physiological components
correct.
Of what goes on.
Correct.
And also prevention. I mean, I think there's not a person listening or not listening who does not want to, who's thinking, I don't want to get cancer. I don't want to get any kind of cancer. And I certainly, particularly as a woman, you know, there's this fear-based business about this. So we really, I think, have accomplished our goal, which is to create a book that will help everyone, not only those who have breast cancer, but those who want to prevent this disease. And the research is profound, and this research is not trickling down to the common person. And so one of the hallmarks, I think, of this book is that it takes that research and puts it into usable, practical terms so that it's not fear-based, but you're like, wow, that's the story with pomegranates. Who knew, right? Or soy. What do we do about soy? I don't. Should I have soy? Should I not? This tells the story, quotes the research, and also makes it not fear-based.
It's fair to say that that research is trickling down here on this program right now, live. You're listening to Central Standard 89.3 FM, KCUR, streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm your host, Jabalani LaFall. It's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and our guests are Barbara Unil and Judith Fertig, authors of the Back in the Swing Cookbook, Recipes for Eating and Living Well Every Day After Breast Cancer. Kansas City cancer survivors out there, have you changed your lifestyle or diet or coping with cancer? This is for survivors as well as loved ones. What wellness tips do you recommend or questions for our guests, Barbara and Judith Fertig? 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. We're looking to hear from cancer survivors as well as the relatives of cancer survivors and how lifestyles have changed, possibly diet, exercise, food. Anything is up for conversation. 816-235-2888. You can also write in at centralstandard@kcur.org. And our Twitter handle, by the way, is @kcurcst. Wake up pizza.
Yep.
What is wake up pizza? Explain it's, wake up pizza. That's one of your recipes.
It's a breakfast pizza. So, yeah. So it's got all those things. We looked at this book as a way you could eat for the rest of your life. And I know personally that if I had to go on a diet and I had to wake up and eat a hard-boiled egg and a whole grain cracker, I'd stay in bed. So, you want things in the morning that you look forward to. You think, yeah, you know, that'd be great. So the wake-up pizza is one of those.
And you know this is National Pizza Month as well.
Of course.
As well as National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We had a show yesterday.
Yeah.
Plug that. Go to KCUR.org. Check that out.
All right, great.
You can check that one out here as well. You can add wake-up pizza to that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Banana flax jacks.
Yes.
I love it. Flaxseed.
Flaxseed, a little banana, all that good stuff. And then if you instead of – well, maple syrup is one of those great foods if you want to prevent cancer. But real maple syrup, you know, the real stuff.
Yeah, from the maple.
Yeah, from the real maple tree because there are plenty of fake things out there. But also there are great berry syrups. And if you buy a little bit of culinary lavender – I know that sounds a little weird, but lavender is one of those foods that also helps. So if you put a little sprinkle of lavender, not very much, in a berry sauce, a fresh blueberry or blackberry or other kind of berry sauce over your pancakes, you really are firing on all systems.
We're on with Barbara Unil and Judith Fertig, co-authors of the Back in the Swing Cookbook, Recipes for Eating and Living Well Every Day. We've been asking you, Kansas City cancer survivors and parents or relatives or spouses of cancer survivors, how has lifestyle changed or diet coping with cancer changed? This is for survivors as well as loved ones. We should point that out. 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. And Teresa calls in to ask, where can you buy this book locally?
Oh, that's a nice question.
It's
Thank
a local
you.
Publisher, so where can exactly, you?
But, right. It's available all over the country in Barnes & Noble's and Rainy Day Books locally. I have to give a plug for our local independent bookseller. But also, you can buy it at lots of different stores right now, actually, are selling the Back in the Swing. If you go to backintheswing, all one word, .org, we have a list of those local retailers. And local, sometimes they're women's clothing stores, they're selling it. Thank you to them. And other kinds of purveyors of fine foods and things are selling the book. So go on. You'll see the list, about 35 places, as well as I said, Rainy Day, Barnes & Noble.
I'll drink to that. Speaking of which, the beverages were interesting as well. The pomegranate sparkler and homemade chocolate syrup. You yeah. kind of want to drink that.
Yeah, you do. You do. Well, the good news is that chocolate, especially in cocoa powder, is full of antioxidants. And so we've used that throughout. And we have a great chocolate cake. I mean, you can't not have a great chocolate cake. But the beverages are really good, too. And they're so refreshing. So if you're going to hydrate, of course, we all have to have water. But you might as well hydrate with something other than, you know, a sugar-based fruit drink. So if you have one of these juices with green tea or something like that, it really is good for you.
Were these recipes that you already had, or did you actively go out and look for the types of recipes that would be preventative as well as healthy for cancer survivors?
Well, it's sort of like any cookbook comes together, that you have to have, you know, you have to have the template of the kinds of recipes that you want to do. And then I had some that I knew I loved already that fit the framework of the book. And then we experimented. Barb came over and we cooked in my kitchen, and we decided on what we liked and what we didn't like. And some, you know, there were some that didn't make it. Some were kind of duddy.
And, and the concept, I think, was that there were criteria. There were four pieces of information in there. They're low fat. These recipes are all low fat. They're mostly plant-based, even though there are some meat. Lean protein is the third one, and evidence-based. So we had some criteria to go by to look at that and say, all right, so, you know, how important are these foods, and then do they taste good? And then would you actually, in an active lifestyle, because activity, and I use that word precisely, is also a big piece of this, moving. You know, don't let any physician tell you that, you know, just, you know, take it easy, lay down. Of course, if you need to, of course, that's important. But the research is profound, and we have it all through this book, about the amazing benefits of moving. I don't like to call it exercise because that's like a dirty word, right? So getting moving, whether it's just walking or just making sure that you maybe take the stairs instead of just simple things to get moving, it can actually even improve the efficiency of chemotherapy treatment, which is remarkable information and important for people to have. And that's why I guess I'm just so adamant about this book.
Tell us about some of those stories, Barb, from the test kitchen.
You want to talk microplane grater. You want to talk microplane grater. You do.
So you're in there testing recipes. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? Well, that's a fun part, I think, of our partnership is that Judith is, I mean, I give her 100%, 190% full credit for being the foodie in the family here. And I am more of when she says, you know, well, you just seed that red pepper and, you know, and I'm like, really? Really? You just seed that red pepper? All righty then. Tell me about that. And so we put in there actually really how to core and seed a red pepper so that you're not sitting there going, like, well, that's nice, but how do I do that? And so I was sort of keeping her legal all the way. And then she would look at me like, really? You don't know that? We had so much fun. But then we really did, again, test some of these in terms of, for example, there's a potato frittata, another for breakfast or for dinner, doesn't matter.
Potato frittata twist.
You're supposed to be doing the twist while you're eating it.
Right.
Is that, no, not
you,
really.
While you're making it and possibly while you're eating it.
Exactly. There you go. I told you we're going to be moving. But it is a twist. Tell us why it's a twist, Judy.
Why is it a twist?
Well,
you did the twist, didn't you?
I did the twist. I did the twist. So it's again, low fat, but it is one of those lean protein recipes. It tastes great. And what you do with this is you make a vinaigrette over the top of it. It's got garlic and salt and olive oil and a little lemon juice, and that just is wonderful. So if you have a few greens on the side, you've got this great meal that's filling, but it's comforting, it's interesting tasting, and it's something you can eat for the rest of your life. You know, so many cookbooks that we looked at that focus on cancer of some kind were all about, first of all, scaring you to death, and second of all, specifying eating for a certain period of time. And it's like, well, you know, that's all right, but you have all this life to live. So this is, you know, again, a book that you can cook for your family. You can, you know, cook for guests. We have all these fun things that you can have at a party. Like Barb just made guacamole yesterday.
Right,
we were in Chicago. She did TV and made this great guacamole. It's work together in a bowl.
Exactly. So. And if I could cook on TV, I swear, that's back to the foodie and the non-foodie. It all worked out.
You're great on TV.
Oh,
I can tell right now.
Bless you. Bless you for that. Well, the other fun part about, I think, in terms of the Eating for Life, as you said, is, and again, kudos to Anders McMeel. They, the photography in this book is gorgeous. That's what everyone says when they pick up the book. And that, you know, back to enjoyable experiences. You don't have to wait to have a good time, right? You don't have to wait until tomorrow to feel better. Our concept is that just holding the book in your hands, it's a beautiful book, it feels good. That's been the response from people who have seen it. And right there, it improves your immune system, and that's the truth.
And this is 100% local effort, a local recipe enthusiast, and also food critic on the Friday show here. Emily Ferris is behind this whole effort. She's the brain and evil mind behind this whole effort. So shout out to her.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, and as an author, I think as authors, we're talking about that because we know how important it is to have a usable and a beautiful book, particularly to cook with.
Let's get into the lifestyle tips, the live well tips from your book. You ask people when the last time they've been to a musical. Tell us about your penchant for musicals and how that helps in cancer survivorship.
Well, back to that immune system business. You know, there's research. There's even Professor Positive. Have you seen Professor Positive in this? Have you read Professor Positive?
Very positive.
Yeah, very positive. Thank you for that positive response. Well, there you go. The research on the mind-body connection, the research on your actually immune system in terms of improving and protecting your health is not only documented, but it's really sprinkled throughout this book. So back to the enjoyable movie. It has been shown that actually it improves your blood flow. It increases your opening to your vagus nerve in your heart. Can I talk vagus nerve?
Vagus nerve?
Can I talk vagus nerve
on
radio?
Is that like punching up the wrist to roll some dice?
Yeah.
That's a good point. V-A-G-U-S, but don't quote me on that, I believe. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you could give husbands and boyfriends an excuse. It was my vagus nerve. I didn't get that checked out, hon.
Well, you could. You could. But then you could hold up the book and say, sorry, it's this vagus. Not that vagus.
You didn't say what happens in the
vagus I knew you were going to say that. I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, I had something for
so
that.
So there you go. That vagus. See, something to quote at dinner parties, the vagus nerve. And it does open up that blood flow. It does increase, as I said, your benefit your immune system and that back to that brain, right? Back to that brain flow. So the happy movies, we have stuff about the most popular music. We have the benefits of pets. Did you see that little piece on pets and spouses?
We did.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. It's actually showing the benefit of back to your healthy heart. And there's, I guess I'm going to also put a plug in there for heart and for, I'm going to have to put a plug in here for the University of Kansas Survivorship Center and Dr. Jennifer Klemp and Dr. Carol Fabian. Both of them were great editors and actually researchers for this book.
They're technical consultants as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And so lest someone think that, you know, we don't have actually the first breast cancer survivorship center in the country that Back in the Swing philanthropically helped partner with. Kudos to Kansas City for the past 10 years for helping us raise money to do that. And I just have to have a shout out to our town that really made all this possible.
What do you think is effective about this book from the standpoint that it includes musings on life right next to the recipes, which is
rare. I think anytime you have a big event in your life, whether you get married or you have a child or your first book comes out or you have something that's life-changing like breast cancer, it is a time for reflection. And it is a time when you're kind of searching for, well, what is my life going to be? And I think it's extremely important that you have all these things framed in a very positive way in the book that you can – a lot of people read – cookbooks like novels anyway, and we've talked to, you know, many people who said that they have this on their bedside table for bedside reading, and you can read through a recipe like a mystery, and you think, oh, is this going to work out in the end? And then of course it does because there's the photo, and then you can read something that makes you feel better.
And you were a big part, Barbara, in this lifestyle component of this book. Why do you think it's so important to put the musings in there? Very witty prose, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Gosh, how much do I pay him? No, I don't pay you, do I? No, this
she'll
is not.
She'll pay me in food.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I guess one of the most rewarding pieces of this whole journey that I've been so committed to on a personal level is that this really is not my story. This is really about the experience of any kind of life-changing event, as Judith said. And back to the messages we say to ourselves, we really do talk to ourselves, believe it or not, right? And that self-talk defines our behavior. So coming as a psychologist and as a parenting writer, actually, for the past 30 years, my background has taught me that what we say to ourselves, whether it's about our kids or about being on the radio or anything else, and to listen to that voice and how it controls our behavior. There are so many voices telling us how to think about cancer. This positive voice is the healthiest voice, sanest voice we can have.
Our guests are Barbara Unil and Judith Fertig, co-authors of the Back in the Swing cookbook, Recipes for Eating and Living Well Every Day After Breast Cancer. Thank you very much, ladies, for coming.
Thank you.